Hi, my name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 343 of EdTech Alpha Minute. Today we go to look to the principle 3B of the Rewired Global Declaration on Connectivity for Education, which is one of the main reference documents of the United Nations Transforming Education Summit, which will take place in September 2022 for digital learning discussion and questions related to technology. This summit will be one of the most important meetings for political international meetings on education and education transformation. The principle 3B commit to use technology to strengthen social and civic dimensions of learning is the principle included in the principle 3. Moving education to digital spaces requires pedagogical innovation and change. And I think this principle is quite interesting, and maybe in my point of view for this document, one of the most important aspects. And the way how the principle is addressed in the document is a little bit different from what I expect, to be honest. Although the fact then you use technology to reinforce the social and civic dimensions of learning is in this principle in the document more related to the link between offline spaces or non-digital spaces and digital spaces. That's the approach the principle includes. Although there is also a mention how important is to connect different groups like teachers or students among themselves. I think technology opens new doors which are not clear expressed in the document, but the concept of strength, social and civic dimension is clear, one important aspect to highlight. In my point of view, one of the advantage of using technologies, and I have this experience, is to connect teachers, students, classrooms from different places and from different countries. I think we have not yet take advantage of this potential. If we think in education in non-digital reality, it was very difficult for teachers and students or classrooms to connect with peers from other parts of the country, from other regions, to learn about their regions. And with technology, it is possible to use this connectivity to connect not only the student and teacher, but to connect all the classroom, or learn about a river, or about a region, or about a museum, or about art. That is the kind of innovation I think we need to promote. And if this is true in one country, this is also and more real if we use this for international cooperation. Then one of the reasons why technology, in my point of view, is not showing so much potential is because we are not using these technologies to promote this kind of connectivity. And that is what I like in the concept of this principle, strength civic and social connections. But it's not only, as is said in the document, only focus on connecting non-digital activities with digital activities, which are important, but also to connect people around the country, around the region, around the world which have a lot, who have a lot of difficulty to connect without technologies, and strengthening their relations. This is the end of this episode. I hope this is useful. If you are interested, please come to our webpage, look to the document. You can give your input, you can register in the United Nations hub, and you can find links for other resources. Thanks for listening, and I hope to meet you in our next episode.